Mitzvah's parasha, parasha kedushim. The Torah says, "Mipnei seva takom v'hadat pnei zaken." Before a seva, you shall rise, you shall stand up, v'hadat pnei zaken, and you shall accord honor before a zaken. And Chazal teach that a seva refers to an elderly person, and a zaken refers to a tam chacham. It stands for zeshe kana chachma, he whom acquired wisdom. And the Torah is telling us that one is required to stand before them and give them honor. I think Gemara puts them together, that one needs to stand up in a way that will express their honor to the elderly and to the wise. It seems from many poskim that really the way to fulfill this mitzvah is by standing up to one's full height, not just slightly standing up. And Shulchan Aruch Reish Mem Dalet, Yerdei Reish Mem Dalet, Sif Dalet, that's what it would seem like from the Nesek Kalim. And our Shulchan and others explain that the reasons why the minig is not like that, but however, it seems like ideally that would be the best way to fulfill the mitzvah, to stand to one's full height, like the simple understanding of the halacha, although there is a limud tzchos, why that's not the minig. And rather, people will simply stand up slightly. In fact, I saw that there are those who suggest that the wise and the elderly should be meichel in advance. They should forgive in advance those that don't accord them the proper honor in order not to make the other people that do not accord them the proper honor held accountable. Now, there's various discussion as to what level of Talmid Chacham, what level of a wise person we're discussing. And additionally, there's also a discussion in halacha of how close do you see them walking from across the room? Is that the time to stand up? And it seems that the time that one is obligated to stand up is within 4 amos, when they're within 4 cubits, which is, there's discussion exactly how we measure that. That's when one will be obligated to stand up. But to still, even let's say they will end up walking within your 4 amos, but you stand up before, it seems that if it's clear that you're standing up in their honor, that certainly would fulfill the mitzvah as well. And the discussion, do you just have to remain standing until they pass you within 4 amos, until they pass from before you entirely? That would be the two opinions that are discussed amongst the poskim. So now let's talk about an interesting shiloh. In the buses in Israel, in fact, I believe, if I remember correctly, it's been a while, on the Egged buses it says, "Mipnei seva takum," and telling people to stand up for the elderly when they get on the bus. So the question is, although certainly it would be a commendable thing to do, would that be part of the formal obligation of Mipnei seva takum? As we said before, it seems that the obligation would be, ideally, would be to stand up to one's full height, not just simply bounce a little bit, For the elderly, which most people understand means from age 70, and if you don't know if someone's 70, doesn't hurt. Safik deraisa l'chumra. In general, the principle is, if we have a doubt about a Torah obligation, and this is an explicit verse in the Torah, one should be stringent. So therefore, you see someone come on, and there looks like they might be 70. It seems that you should stand up to your full height, but then, based on what we said before, you'd be able to sit right back down. However, the chida. And this week's parasha, Nachal Kidumim, his sefer, and the Yechavadash, Avad Yosef, Chil Gimel, Simon Ayin Aleph, goes with this chida, that the chida says, included in the mitzvah, not just to stand up, as we said before, based on the verse, it really says, Mipnei seva takum v'hadat b'nei lakim, you should accord them honor. So it seems that the Chazal understood that really it goes both ways, that in other words, although honor is specifically said in regards to the zakin, and standing up is specifically said to the seva, but it really goes both ways. So therefore, if you don't accord them proper honor, and you just simply bounce, and you stand up to full height, and then you sit right back down while the elderly person is standing there, that's not really a form of standing up which accords them honor based on this situation, that you're going to be enjoying the bus ride, and they're going to be standing there. And for that reason, even though typically standing up for someone would be a great honor, but in this case, if they remain standing, you're seated, it would not accord them honor, and therefore, the Shevet HaLevi and Chilik Beis, Kof Yadal or Vazner, seems to, as well as we said, as well as the Chida, that it would be included in the formal obligation of Ibn Sabah talking about Ibn Zakin, as the Egged buses in fact do state to stand up and give your seat to the elderly or the wise. However, Ramesh Sternbach and Charles Truvis, he seems to assume that it's not part of the formal obligation. However, he certainly does say that it is the right thing to do, and it's Derech Eretz and a Kiddush Hashem, and rather be a Chilah Hashem would be a disgrace to Hashem's name if someone is not giving over their seat to the elderly person. But he does discuss, if it's, let's say it's a long bus drive and it's very difficult for you to stand and the other person to sit. It seems like he's saying one is not technically obligated, but again, he does say when someone pushes themselves and they do a mitzvah, which is a trend, it's a Kiddush Hashem, and it's Derech Eretz, and it's Chesed, even when it hurts them, they get tremendous reward for that, tremendous schar, and that is a proper way to educate our children and our young ones to give their seat to the elderly, even if it would not necessarily be part, in this scenario, of the formal obligation of, as the Torah says, to give over, to stand up for the elderly.